Well, let's leave Igaris HaKadosh 1, and let's go to the second one, which is connected to Yitzchak Kislev. On the bottom, it's 411. 411 at the bottom. Huh? Yeah, that way we'll get there. Not learning it now. There's some fundamental, yes.
For what?
Okay, page 411 at the bottom. Okay, this is, as it says on top of the letter, Acher B'Yossi Mipetterburg. This letter was written right after the Alter Rebbe got out of prison on Yutis Kislev. Okay? So, the Alter Rebbe begins by saying, he quotes the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said, Kotenti Mikolach Sodim, I have become small from all the kindness, from all the truth that you did to us. Pirush, what does this mean? What is Yaakov Avinu saying? I became humbled and small from all the favors that you did for me. Pirush, shebuchol chesed v'chesed, which means, Dr. Rebbe is explaining, every kindness, shakadosh baruch hu eisei la'adam, any kindness Hashem does to the person, but has to cause him to be more humble. The kinder and nicer Hashem is to a person, he has to become humble. But in order to understand this before, without the Rebbe goes further, let's understand the simple thing, what's going on there. Rashi asks, everybody asks the question, Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu by the dream. Okay? I promise you, l'shmorcha b'chol ha'derech, I'm going to watch you, and you're going to v'shafti b'sholom v'beisavi. You're going to go back peacefully, complete, whole, to Yitzchak, right? Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu, you're going to be safe in Lavan's house, you're going to be safe on the way back, you're going to come safely to your father's house. So yet, Yaakov Avinu is afraid of Esav. Okay, he devised the camp for war, he sends gifts, he's davening. Okay? I'm afraid of him, Yaakov Avinu said, he's going to kill me and my children. I mean, he was afraid. The question is, Yaakov Avinu is such a tzaddik, Hashem promises him he's going to be safely returned, so what's he scared about? So there's a lot of different answers. Rashi quotes one answer, because right after this he says, Ki b'makli avarti yasei yardin hazeh. With my stick, I passed the yardin. Which means, simply, when Yaakov was running away from Esav, he ran away from home, and Esav sent his grandson Eliphaz to go kill Yaakov Avinu. Okay, but Eliphaz was close to Yaakov, so he didn't want to kill him. So Yaakov Avinu said to him, take away all my money, a poor man is called dead, so therefore you killed me. Tell your father you killed me. So it says like this, when Yaakov Avinu left, the only thing he had left was a stick. Now I became two camps. So the Mefarshim explained, Yaakov Avinu was not afraid of himself. That he had a promise from Hashem. But Hashem didn't promise his wife and kids and all the camps and everything else. He said, that's what I'm afraid of. Okay? That's one explanation. Another explanation, what Dr. Rebbe is alluding to over here is, he thought that he used up his merits.
This is what she's saying,
huh? Yeah. I'm saying Dr. Rebbe is going on the second one. I lost my marriage. Hashem was so kind to me. In Lavan's house, I became wealthy and I was saved. And it's such a great thing. Yeah, all his kids were tzaddikim. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Yes, Hashem promised me. But maybe I used up all my merits. Okay? So Yaakov Avinu is saying, Kotenti mikol achsadim mikol emes, I became small from all the chesed. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining in a deeper sense, why is he saying I became small from all the chesed? By nature, if Hashem is kind to you, that should cause ego. Look what Hashem did. He loves me. Yeah, God loves me. He made me rich. He made me famous. He made me this and that. So l'chaira, by nature, kindness that Hashem does should make you not bitter, the opposite of bitter. It should cause an ego. Yet Yaakov Avinu is saying, "Katainti, I became smaller from all the chesed that Hashem did." Just the opposite. The more chesed Hashem does to me, the smaller it makes me. Why? So this is what Dr. Rebbe is explaining. Ki chesed reyu yamina. Chesed is called the right arm of Hashem. V'yamina t'chabgeni. And like it says, the expression, Hashem's right hand hugs me. Shibachin is kivis alukim mamish b'yasaseis milifnim. Which means, Hashem is bringing me closer than it was before. If chesed is the right hand of Hashem, and the pasuk says the right hand hugs me, that means when Hashem does chesed to me, he's actually hugging me, which means he's bringing me closer. If he's bringing me closer, v'chol akarev al Hashem b'yaseh seitz, okay, v'hagba l'mayla mayla, the closer anyone is to Hashem, and the more Hashem elevates the person to a higher level, down here you need to have more humble to the lowest level. Like the pasuk says, Mirachek Hashem, from afar Hashem appeared to me. Meaning like this. The Alter Rebbe is saying like this. When Hashem does chesed for you, he's bringing you to him, he's hugging you. In a practical, in semantics, so to speak, when Hashem does a chesed to us, because chesed is the right hand of Hashem, and Hashem hugs with his right hand, so he's hugging us, which means he's bringing us to a higher level than before. The closer you are to Hashem, the more nothing you have to feel. Because the closer you are to Hashem, that means you're feeling godliness, so automatically you have bittul, you have humility. If you're far away from Hashem, meaning you don't feel godliness, you don't feel alokus, then you're like evil. So evil doesn't, why is evil not bottled to Hashem? Because it's far away from Hashem. The closer one is to Hashem, the more bittul they have to have. Because by definition, the fact that I'm closer to Hashem, meaning I feel godliness more, I need more bittul. It's similar to what you find, a very interesting thing. Yom Kippur, you know, religious people come to shul, not such religious people come to shul, people that are not religious at all come to shul. Yep. Look, if you think for a minute, who should be crying the most? The people that are not from, that sinned the whole year, they should be crying on Yom Kippur more than the tzaddikim. But the fact is not like that. Who cries more? The tzaddikim, the from people, the holier people. They're the ones crying much more on Yom Kippur than the people that sin much more than them. Why? So the answer is very simple. The greater people feel what they did in rebelling against Hashem. The other people are far. They don't know anything. They don't feel anything. They don't want to know, whatever. They don't know anything. So of course they don't have that bittul. Dr. Rebbe is saying, and this is what Yaakov Avinu is saying, Katainti, the closer one is to Hashem, the more bittul they have to have. Kaneda, and like it's known the expression, kula kamei dafka kli choshev. There's always an expression in Chassidus, kula kamei kli choshev. Everything in front of Hashem is nothing. But here it says, all that's before him, daika, meaning dafka before him, is kli choshev, is considered nothing. Vimke, now the Rebbe says, therefore, kol shu kamei yaisen, one who is closer to Hashem, who yaseh kolei va'ayin ve'efes, he's more nothing. He's supposed to, by the way, it's, if you don't have this bittul, it means you're not close. If you would have, be close, you would feel the bittul. If you don't feel the bittul, that means you're not close. So he says, v'zuhi b'chinis yamin de kedusha, this is the right hand of kedusha, chesed of Avram. What did Avram Avinu say? Avram Avinu personified chesed. And what did Avram Avinu, when he was arguing with Hashem about Zdain, he said, Anechi ofer ve'efer. I'm dirt and ashes. Why did Avram Avinu say he's dirt and ashes? He was a great tzaddik, Avram Avinu. But because he felt the closeness to Hashem, he realized, and that itself caused him to be more nothing. And he said, this is the mida of Yaakov Avinu too. Titin Emesel Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu says, Kotainti Mikolach Sodim, because Yaakov Avinu, which is Teferis, is a combination of Chesed and Gvura. So he still has a level of Chesed. And therefore, his natzil, therefore Yaakov Avinu, therefore he justified, or why he was saying, why is he afraid of Esav? Again, the Alter Rebbe is asking the question, Hashem promised him, I'm going to be with you. Yeah? But when Hashem promised him he's going to be with him, he didn't have so much chesed from Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu, when Hashem promised it to him, was on a lower level. Now he's on a higher level. Now he's afraid. Because, like we learned, blemishes that don't matter on a lower level matter a lot on a higher level. So Yaakov Avinu says, yeah, I know Hashem, you promised me I'm going to be great. You're going to be with me and everything. But then I was not so close to you. Now you did 14 years, 22 years, whatever, of chesed that Hashem did with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, I'm a different person now. I'm much closer to you. So this chusin that I had before might not work now.
But he's closer to Hashem because of chesed Hashem did to him?
That's what he said. When Hashem does chesed to you, Hashem is hugging you, meaning Hashem is bringing you closer to him.
So when Hashem, okay, so everything Hashem had this.
What?
So when it's not such obvious chesed?
When it's obvious chesed, it's more.
Okay, so when it's not obvious chesed, then it's further from Hashem?
No, but chesed makes you closer. Open chesed makes you closer. I mean, if you think about it, a person wakes up in the morning. Yeah? Some people don't, by the way. But most people wake up in the morning. They should be, that's a tremendous chesed. But that should humble them, and that's where, what do we say? Maidani lefanach, I submit myself completely to you. Because the more chesed, that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying, and that's why Yaakov Avinu is saying, Kotainti Mikolach Sodim. What does being humbled have to do with chesed that Hashem did to him? He said, Kotainti, I'm small, I'm humbled from all the chesed you did with me. Why? What does one thing have to do with the Rebbe? So the Alter Rebbe explains. Because when Hashem does chesed to somebody, what Hashem is doing is he's picking him up and elevating him to a closer level of elokus. And if that's the case, you have to feel more humbled. And he says, Mipnei hayeis katan Yaakov ma'ed ma'ed ba'enav. Because Yaakov is extremely humbled. Ma'ed ma'ed, extremely humbled. Because of all the chesed that Hashem did. Keep a makli that I walked across the river with my stick. So therefore he felt, so therefore Yaakov Avinu said, I'm not gonna have the merit because I feel that I should, commandment is out. Like Chazal say, what did Yaakov Avinu fear? Even the Chazal, the Medrash and the Gemara. Why did Yaakov Avinu fear? He says, "Shenidma be'enav shechot." It appeared in his eyes that he sinned. What was the sin that Yaakov thought he sinned? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining it to me. The more chesed Hashem did to him, he became on a higher level. So then, and when you're on a higher level, even a smaller sin is very noticeable. Like the mashul is. The famous mashal is when a person is wearing a dirty clothing, painting a house, or whatever, you're doing work in the garden, yeah? And you get some lint on your garment, you don't even notice it. When you take a suit out of the cleaners, a dress out of the cleaners, and you're going to the wedding, then even a small speck of lint becomes extremely noticeable. Why? Because the more refined the garment is, the more noticeable a smaller speck is. Because these people are tzaddikim, because they're great tzaddikim, even a smaller sin is much more than the classic example which is brought down to this, is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, right? And Hashem said, that's it, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Think about it for a second. What's the big sin? Hashem said, you didn't sanctify me in front of all the Jews. Trust me, he sanctified God plenty by hitting a rock and water came out. Yeah? It's still, maybe, okay, talking to the rock would be more sanctification. But come on, he still sanctified God plenty. Yeah? And then if you learn the Medrash says he really spoke to the rock. It was the wrong rock. And then he said, man, 1 minute, I'm talking to the rock, it's not working. So maybe Hashem told me to hit it like he told me last time. So then he ended up hitting it. So what did he do already? What did he do, God Almighty? What did he do already? We do much worse sins, and we're not punished like that. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik b'tzadikim k'chut asayda. Hashem is meticulous with tzadikim, even like a width of a hair. Because they're much more refined, so then even something which for other people wouldn't be a sin, for them would be a sin. Okay. This is in Chesed of Kedusha. In Chesed of Kedusha, the more Chesed you have, the closer you are to Hashem. Therefore, you need to be humbled. On the opposite side of Klipa, Yishmal is Chesed of Klipa. Like we know, Avram Avinu was Chesed of Kedusha. Yishmal was Avram Avinu's son, so he was Chesed, but of evil. Yitzchak was Gvura, so therefore Esav was Gvura of evil. So he said by evil is the opposite. Kol Shah Chesed Godol, the greater the Chesed, who heilach a Godol begeiva v'gasa saruach v'reichav libi. The person gets more haughtiness, and the broadness of the heart, and the, you know, it causes, in other words, chesed of kedusha causes bitter. Chesed of evil causes the opposite. Okay? So now, the Alter Rebbe gave this introduction, now he's talking to Chassidim and say, listen to what I'm telling you guys. He says like this, Vazeis, basi min amedi'im, therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, I'm coming with a announcement, Meidar Rabba, a general great announcement, Lachlalas Anash to the Chassidim, Auribui Hachsodim and the many kindnesses, Asher Higdol Hashem Lasis Himanu, what God did with us. Now the Alter Rebbe says like this. Okay, the Alter Rebbe got out of prison, Chassidim won. What would be natural is for the Chassidim to scream at the Misnagdim, you see that we won, and you guys are wrong, and we won, and we're the right way, and you're the wrong way. That would be the nature of what to do. The Alter Rebbe gets out of prison, out of Petersburg, St. Petersburg, and the Alter Rebbe writes this, that the more chesed Hashem does to you has to cause more humility and more bittul. So I'm warning you, don't even think about screaming at them, or yelling at them, or even talking to them. That's not what I want. On the contrary, you have to have more bittul. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Ha'ribi achsodim, ha'shehigdol Hashem lasis himanu, on the many kindness, great kindness that Hashem did for us. What am I asking to you to do? Lecheiz b'midoisev shel Yaakov, to hold on to the attribute of Yaakov who said, kotainti, she'er amei, the remnant of his people, the She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of the Jews, Shemesim Atzmik Yishirayim, they make themselves like Yishirayim, you know, leftovers that are worthless. You know, you can have garments, little pieces of material that are left over, you can't do anything or whatever. Umesis Mamish, and Mamishik leftover things, She'ein Beishum Tzarech, that there's no need to it. He said, what am I demanding from you? Levoti rum levavim me'achem, not to have ego over your brothers, meaning the misnagdim. Le'laharchiv aleim peh, and he says not to speak defiantly against them, or lisrek aleim chasushom, to whistle to them, in other words, just to show that we won, that the Rebbe is warning, Chas milahaskir. I'm warning you, he says, God forbid to say anything. And not only that, the Rebbe said, Bazar Neiro, with a very powerful warning, the Rebbe Pashit warned the Chassidim not to do, which was naturally probably the right thing to do. And to make fun of all them and say, you know, look, you see, we won and that. The Alter Rebbe said, what should you be doing? Lahashpo rucham velibam, to subdue their spirit and their hearts. B'midas emes liyakib, with the emes of Yaakov, which is the level of bitul. Mipnei kol adam, in the presence of it. What's this emes over here? Emes is the attribute of Hashem that goes from the top all the way to the bottom. Meaning like this, in the Mishkan, they had the walls, right? Walls. And then, so how did they hold this wall to this wall? Right? How did they hold this wall to this wall? So they had the rings, top, bottom, and then they put in a pole from one board to the next, so the whole side of the Mishkan was held up. Top and bottom. Now, the problem is when they come to the corner, so this wall has to be connected to this wall. So how did they connect this wall to this wall? Okay, so the Pasuk says there was the Brich HaTichin, the middle pole that wasn't on a ring here and a ring here. The Brich HaTichin actually went through the middle of the board. Mavriach Min HaKotza LaKotza, the Pasuk says. What it did basically was, it went through each one of the poles, okay? When it came to the end of the wall, miraculously it turned, and it went to the next wall, and then to the next wall. So that's called Mavriach Brich HaTichin, the middle one, Mavriach Min HaKotza LaKotza. Went from one level to the next one. How did they hold a wall one to wall two? Huh? That's Rashi says that in the Chumash. Anyway, but so that was Mavrich min HaKotza LaKotza. So it says like this: the top ring is Chesed is Avraham. The bottom ring is Gevura, which is Yitzchak. The middle one, Mavrich min HaKotza LaKotza, it goes from one end of the Mishkan to the other end of the Mishkan and went mamish like this. Okay. Was miraculous, obviously. That's the level Chassidus explains of Yaakov Avinu. We say in davening, it's a pasuk, Titin Emes LiYaakov, Chesed LaAvram. Avram is Chesed, Yaakov is Emes. What's Emes, by definition? Emes is the Vriach HaTichin, Mavriach Min HaKotza LaKotza. Emes, there's no such thing as, it's true, sometimes it's not true, it is a little true, a lot true. It's either true or false. Okay? So what's the level of Yaakov? Emes, Chassidus explained, the Midah of Teferes, you know, you got the, you ever see the diagram, right, left, center, right, left, center. Okay. So the middle column is going from the highest levels of Elukus, the highest levels, all the way down to the lowest. Because what's the definition of Emes? From the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. And therefore, like we learned many times, the word Emes is Aleph Mem Sof. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. Sof is the last letter of the Aleph Beis. What is the level of Emes? It goes from the beginning, through the middle, all the way to the end. That's the level of Yaakov Avinu. The Brich HaTichin, the Midas are Emes. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying, the more Emes, Elukus is Emes, right? Hashem Elokim Emes. If Hashem is Emes, then the closer you are to Hashem, the more level of Emes you have. That's what he says. You should have the midah of emes liyakev. Bottom line of the page. Mipnei kol adam, in the presence of every person, with nemiches ruach umayne rach, with a soft humility and a soft answer, meishiv chema, that gets away anger. The Alter Rebbe says, as the expression goes in English, kill him with love. The Alter Rebbe says, no, that's what he's saying over here, by the way. Umaynerach, a soft answer, gets away anger. Shem Mach says in the Mishlei. So he says, Beruach Nechor with a restrained spirit. And then the Rebbe says, if this is the way you act towards them, the Kulei Ule, and maybe Yiten Hashem Balev Achehem, that Hashem will give into the hearts of the brother, meaning the Misnagdim, Kamayim upon that they'll react as, act the same way back to the Chassidim. Okay? So this whole Igeret HaKadosh, the Rebbe is saying that you have to have the level of bittul. The more chesed Hashem does for you, the more bittul you have, the more bittul you have, the holier you are, and therefore you have to have the level of Yaakov Avinu and not to go and... Yeah, but once again, next week, next Wednesday, there's no shir. Amit Hashem afterwards, I hope everything.